Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trump is winning, y'all. So many measures of it. One of my favorite recently. Jasmine Crockett, of all people. It's about a week and a half ago, said this about Republicans and immigration.
Republicans were right. Democrats lost on immigration. When you look at all the polling, when you talk to people, they lost on immigration.
Yeah, they did. And now we're seeing massive majorities in Rasmussen polling, the only polling you can trust right now, agreeing with Trump on immigration. And a lot of mainstream outlets have reported this as well, particularly agreeing with Trump on the idea of getting rid of criminals, getting criminal legal immigrants out, but just deporting anybody. And the more Trump talks about it, and the more Trump does it, the more popular he gets, and the less popular Democrats get. Registering in at 27% approval. You heard that right. That's NBC. That's the liberal poll. With only 7% strong support. They're below double digits. So what do? You keep doing what you're doing, right? You're winning. But maybe not. Shock ensued yesterday. When out of nowhere, Trump announced, I might let some illegal immigrants stay. I like some of them. I know what I think about it. This rocked the internet yesterday. Here's what he wrote on Truth Social. Our great farmers and people in hotel and leisure business have been stating that our very aggressive policy on immigration is taking very good long-time workers away from them, with those jobs being almost impossible to replace. In many cases, the criminals allowed into our country by the very stupid Biden open borders policy are applying for these jobs. This is not good. We must protect our farmers, but get the criminals out of the USA. Changes are coming. Okay. He did not tell the folks who answered him any of this. They all got caught flat-footed yesterday by this. And Trump announcing that, I might let illegal immigrant hotel and farm workers stay.
Our farmers are being hurt badly by, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, great. And we're going to have to do something about that.
Okay, so absolute shock ensued yesterday. Fuck, this is the opposite of what Stephen Miller's been saying. This is the opposite of what Kristi Noem has been saying.
On immigration, what made you change your mind about targeting in California farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business?
If you look today, I put out a statement today about farmers. Our farmers are being hurt badly by, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years and they've worked great and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else. And then you're supposed to throw them out. And you know what happens? They end up hiring the people, the criminals that have come in, the murderers from prisons and everything else. So we're going to have an order on that pretty soon, I think. We can't do that to our farmers and leisure too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
Okay. What the difference is between that policy and Biden? I don't know. No idea. Lost this morning on that point. Well, after that statement, which caused shockwaves, this started trending about hotel owners, hotel CEOs who take advantage of illegal immigrant labor, which, folks, as we know, is a tax evasion scheme. You don't pay taxes on them. You don't pay taxes on them. So think Medicare, Social Security, all of that. And you leave the taxpayer with the bill and you pocket the money. It's theft. Illegal immigration is at its heart theft by employers. So it's very shocking to hear Trump talking like this. Well, this then began trending yesterday. This is J.D. Vance 7 months ago on Joe Rogan talking about exactly the same policy Trump is suddenly proposing now.
2017-2018, when I was in the private sector, I was at a business conference dinner, and I was seated next to the CEO of one of the largest hotel chains in America. And the guy is going on and on about how much he hates Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, why do you hate Donald Trump so much? And he said, well, the reason I hate Donald Trump, he says, is because Donald Trump's border policies have cut down the number of illegal immigrants. And because I can't pay illegal immigrants under the table anymore, I have to pay American workers and they want much higher wages. And I was like, this guy just admitted it. I was like, holy shit, this guy just admitted it.
That's a crime.
That is like straight up monopoly man evil shit that this guy admitted to. And I was like, you know, my wife, who's very apolitical, she was actually at the dinner with me and she's like, come again? You just said you don't want Americans to get decent wages. Like,
straight up monopoly man evil starts with S, ends with T, is how J.D. Vance described that exact policy 7 months ago. Which led to folks on our side asking all kinds of questions. You're going to put out an executive. This is essentially an amnesty for, I guess, just hotel workers and farmers, farm workers, if you've been here for a long time and your employer likes breaking the law with you. Because that's what they've been doing. Now think about this for a second, okay, what he said yesterday. This is why this is shocking. And he walked it back. That's the good news. What he's saying is, okay, first of all, folks, 94% of the farms in this country, they're corporate. So when he says farmers come to me, he means corporate. He means CEO. So what he's essentially, let me translate. CEOs came to me and admitted that they've broken the law for 20 years. But they really like the people they're breaking the law with. Keep in mind, breaking the law is not just breaking employment law. It's also breaking tax law. It's defrauding the government and then putting it the cost of the healthcare of these people, the cost of welfare programs for these people on the backs of the taxpayer. One, if you hire an American, guess what? You're paying Social Security, you're paying Medicare, you're paying all of it. So what Trump essentially said yesterday is, well, you know, some of these farm CEOs came to me and they said that they've been breaking the law for 20 years, but they really like the partners they've been breaking the law with, i.e. the illegals. So I said, you know, we got to do something about that. We just got to, you know. Really? What's the difference between that and Joe Biden? I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. I can't say. A lot of folks asking overnight, okay, if you're going to codify that in an executive order that we're going to enforce some laws, but also not others, what kind of legal precedent is that going to set? That's going to cause the courts to use that against you, and they're going to begin doing what they did after the Reagan amnesty, which is saying, well, if you do that for this group here, you got to do it for this group here. I mean, why stop at hotel workers and hospitality industry workers? I mean, we get in farm workers. I mean, we got to do restaurants. I mean, why do they get a pass? They're all calling the White House this morning. I go, hey, can I keep my illegals? I don't want to hire Americans. I hate Americans. Plus, if I hire American, I mean, I got to pay taxes, the federal government on them. I mean, they got to pay taxes, the federal government. We can't have that. Well, it didn't go over well. And the good news is that by last night, Trump had completely reversed himself again on X. So he's now back to his prior position for now. But let me tell you what the danger is here, folks. The danger of him even having said this, even though he reversed it. Democrats just got rewarded for their violence. When Trump was winning, hands down winning, they just went, wow, he just blinked. Take to the streets again, bloodier, more violent this time. I don't know what he was thinking. But I can tell you this, he didn't tell any of his people beforehand. You should see Kristi Noem's face. She got caught flat-footed with it live on television. And don't tell me this is 4D or 5D chess. Trump knows it's not, or he wouldn't have reversed both positions by the end of the day in two more Truth Social posts. So folks, gotta keep up the pressure on Trump. He cannot go down this path. We're gonna get more violence, more cities burning, and we're gonna get a slew of lawsuits. We're gonna get mass amnesty. It's not going to work. And you don't do a thing like this when you're winning. You don't.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what day this is, producer Tim?
Oh, yeah. Friday the
13th. Yeah, Friday the 13th. By the way, the only Friday the 13th this year.
Oh, it's the only one?
Yeah, which, depending on your perspective, it's probably a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah. 80% of Americans say it's probably or definitely not unlucky, but the other one in five, or 20%, they're looking over their shoulder today.
Do you believe in luck? Do you believe in Friday the 13th?
Here's the thing, okay? I do. But I also do not. Like, not formally, but I've got this, like, lizard sense that's paranoid that I can't quite control, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, I know it doesn't mean anything if a black cat crosses my path, but in the last 2 weeks, it's happened twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And does that mean anything? No, not in my logical mind, but I'm like,
my mom.
You don't want to see that, right?
Yeah. My mom still X's the windshield when black cats run across the street. It's funny.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah, that's what she does. She's always done it. It's funny.
Well, here's the thing. What I'm describing, how I don't believe in that, but I'll be glad when it's over, is actually a psychological thing. Like, even if you don't think you're superstitious, right? Which I'm not. It could still mess with your head. Like, there's a name for it. It's called illusory correlation.
Really?
Yes. Which is our tendency to make connections between unrelated things. So, like, spilling coffee on yourself today on the 13th.
Yeah.
Gets blamed on, you know, an unlucky day. Oh, it's Friday the 13th.
Or people that keep seeing the same number. I have a friend that does that. Yeah.
Exactly. That exact thing.
But numbers are everywhere. So the odds of you running into that number, you know?
No, but I have that with the number, though. Like, hey, I was born on May 7th at 7:07.
Right.
And room 717.
Oh.
What do you think my favorite number is?
Seven.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Yeah.
And I've had so many freaky coincidences with seven in my life, which I know, but still I'll be fascinated when it happens.
Right, right.
You know? Like I have a tendency for weird things to happen to me at 707.
At 707?
I'm telling you. See, there you go. Illusory correlation.
There you go. I have one. I actually have one. Okay. I always look down at my phone and I always see 808.
Always. At that time.
Yeah. Always at that time. Yeah.
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 I think I've got an internal clock for 707. I am forever seeing it on. Yes.
For me, it's 808 always.
Wow. Okay. So anyway. For what it's worth, the few studies that have looked at stuff like accidents on Friday the 13th have not found any significant trends to suggest that Friday the 13th is more dangerous than other Fridays. In fact, you're in the most danger after daylight savings time shifts because everybody's like off and tired, and that's when they have the most accidents. So,
yeah.
But anyway, happy Friday the 13th. All right, so, correlation I'm drawing right now is like, wow, Iran's at war with Israel, or Israel's at war with Iran, on Friday the 13th. Best day to launch that? Don't know. But it's going down. I think it's a good thing. Really glad to see that Iran is not stopping with the nuke sites and the enrichment sites, but they are knocking out scientists. They are wiping out the top-ranking members of the military. It's going to be very interesting this weekend, because they're saying that the strikes will be ongoing. What they're going to hit next? Are they going to stop here? They're going to take out the Ayatollah. What are they going to do? They're going to free the Iranian people? Or is this just going to be limited strikes to make sure they can't reconstitute the nuke program? Look, folks, here's the thing. As recently as, in the last 24 hours, the Ayatollah was mocking them, saying, look, where I'm, and that was kind of the final rule there from the, before the plane started flying, he said, look, we're going to keep enriching this. We're going to do this. This is what we're about. This is what we're doing. And bam. Okay. He thought we wouldn't do it. And by we, he means the world. And I'm sure we were involved somewhere here. I know what Marco Rubio, our Secretary of State, said, that this was an Israeli operation entirely. We had nothing to do with it, but I don't believe that. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, Trump was telling people at press conferences, I was telling Benjamin Netanyahu, you can't do it, don't do it. And then, last 24 hours, Trump has been saying, hey, something's coming, see what's coming. So the implication is there. So, and yesterday Iran announced it's scaling up its nuclear enrichment activities after a censure vote from the International Atomic Energy Agency. We found out in the last week they have cheated on every single nuclear agreement that they've ever had, including cheating while they were negotiating with the Trump team. So Iran yesterday saying Tehran will begin installing hundreds of advanced centrifuges at key underground sites. They announced it. So they will not be doing that. Anymore. It is over. Now, the concern, of course, and this is a problem we face no matter what, but the concern is retaliation in the post-Biden era, given that he probably let half the Iranian Revolutionary Guard into this country, and who knows who else over that open border of his.
Well, so here's where the real issue, I think, of the future for all of us comes into play. Their ideology is fundamental Islam, and this has been a case for thousands of years, and Iran has never evolved or progressed to where they work things out diplomatically. You could never trust them. And so with this fundamentalism, this is the fear that I have, is that even inside the United States, the exact attack that that Israel just carried out inside the borders of Iran, with the way that our border was down for 4 years, there could be cells here that could be activated by Iran or proxies and groups that are loyal to Iran. Same thing in Israel. That's basically what happened on October 7th when Hamas went in and attacked Israel. They weren't prepared for that. And so we need to be prepared. Israel needs to be prepared for those types of attacks. And the number one way to do that is for the citizenry to be aware. And that's what's going to prevent the majority of this. But Israel is definitely on top of their game. And right now, Iran should be in panic mode, because they don't even have the ability right now at this point to run operations with their proxies, because they're fighting for their life.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.